The complications include superadded infections, which can lead to scar formation. Besides this, can lead to the development of the contractures, especially at those sites which are present over the joints. So the joint contractures may develop, which can lead to disuse, atrophy of the muscles, and ultimately can lead to mitten hand deformity, especially in dystrophic EB, in which there is a loss of the terminal phalanges, and there is a syndactyly formation and the fusion of the digits, which resembles like a mitten. Secondary infection may present on the erosions, not only in the EB simplex but also in junctional EB and dystrophic EB. This secondary infection ultimately lead to scar formation and post-inflammatory hyper and hypopigmentation. Malignancy which can be present in these lesions is the SCC. Besides this, malnutrition, anemias of the various types, which is most commonly of the anemia of the chronic disease or iron deficiency anemia due to protein loss, growth retardation, psychosocial impact, involvement of the mucosas can lead to scarring and stricture formation, especially in the esophagus, urinary tract. Besides that, it can also lead to involvement of the larynx and causes hoarseness. For the treatment, usually the disease can be controlled, but it cannot be treated totally. Nowadays there are certain advanced type of the treatment which can be given to the patient for the treatment as well, or for the counselor for the next generation of these patients. So these include education of the patient, and counseling is very important. We are going to tell them about the general measures, that how they can prevent the development of the blisters or minimize them, trauma prevention, maintenance of the hygiene, daily cleansing and dressing of the wounds is important. They should take care of the skin of the patient very much, because their skin is as delicate as a butterfly. So that is why they should prevent the trauma. They should sleep on the air mattress or the water mattress. Soft, loose clothes which should not be adherent to the skin. The shoes should also be very soft from inside, well-fitted shoes. The room or the place should be air-conditioned with a low humidity and ambient temperature. For the cleansing of the wound, they can use normal saline, chlorhexidine washes, and then proper application of the emollients along with the topical antibiotics if there is a suspicion or evidence of superadded infection. If any intact blister is present, then it should be aspirated with a sterile needle, and then without de-roofing it, because it acts as a biological dressing. For the pain, we can advise them to take NSAIDs, and for pruritus, antihistamines can be given. Then besides that, the application of the emollients is important. So we'll advise them 4-hourly application of the liquid emollients, such as liquid paraffin or any other suitable emollients, so that the skin surface should not be dry. Different type of the dressings can be used, such as the foam, hydrogels and alginate dressings. The type of the dressing selected should be absorbent if there is an exudate present, and it should be non-adherent type of the dressing. Besides that, multidisciplinary approach should be adopted, not only by the doctor, dermatologist should be included for the management, but also the dentist, ophthalmologist, gastroenterologist, urologist, physiotherapist and dietitian. Innovative therapies include gene therapy, genomic editing, recombinant protein therapy. We can go for the skin grafting, in which we can use the skin equivalent, such as intradermal fibroblasts, intradermal allogenic mesenchymal stem cells, bone marrow transplant, and even inducible pluripotent stem cells can be used, which are included in the innovative therapies.